Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Polling for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections for 88 parliamentary constituencies in 12 states and Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir got underway this morning at 7 a.m. Voting is taking place in 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,202 candidates, along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this phase. All shops and business establishments in Dimapur have gone into an indefinite shutdown from today. Initiated by Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry, DCCI, the shutdown has been called a protest against harassment meted out to business community by Naga political groups in the form of multiple taxations, intimidations and summon letters. The indefinite shutdown is only for the business community and there will be free movement of vehicles. The DCCI said the shutdown will be enforced until the grievances of the business community are redressed. To show its solidarity and support to DCCI, Kohima Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Jumugidima Chamber of Commerce and Trade Association, and Wokha District Chamber of Commerce and Industry have also joined in observing a one-day shutdown, which began from 6 a.m. and will end at 6 p.m. In Kohima, shutdown of all business establishments are being witnessed, except pharmacies, hotels and bakeries that are exempted from the purview. Meanwhile, petroleum outlets in Dimapur, Jumugidima, Newland and Kohima have also joined in the protest by closing all its outlets for the day. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, will declare the provisional results for High School Leaving Certificate, HSLC, and Higher Secondary School Leaving Certificate, HSSLC, examinations 2024 in the afternoon today. The results will be made available on both print and digital modes. Soft copies of the results can be accessed on web portals www.nbsenl.edu.in, www.indiaresults.com, www.results.shiksha and www.jagranjosh.com. The results can also be accessed on its Android mobile app. It may be mentioned that a total of 40,047 candidates in Nagaland had enrolled for appearing the HSLC and HSSLC examinations that was conducted from 13 to 23rd February and 12th February till 6th March, respectively. Slaughter, import and export of pigs and piglets, as well as transportation of pigs and pork, has been banned within the jurisdiction of Kohima Town until further order. Administrator of Kohima Municipal Council, KMC, T. Lanusena Longamer, in an order said the ban is being imposed in pursuance to the Deputy Commissioner Kohima's order issued on April 16 following the detection of African swine fever in various locations within Kohima district, which has been notified as infected zones and civilian zones. The administrator has also instructed all butchers, piglet dealers and wards under Kohima jurisdiction to strictly adhere to the Deputy Commissioner's order and to report any suspicious events to the concerned department in order to contain the disease at the earliest. The Department of Youth Resources and Sports, Nagaland, in collaboration with the Sports Authority of India, Northeastern Regional Centre, IMFAL, will conduct the Khelo India Rising Talent Identification Kirti Assessment Test in Kohima from today onwards. The sporting disciplines selected for Nagaland are archery, athletics, wrestling, boxing and football, marking a significant step in identifying budding talents in the state. The assessment test, which begins today, will continue till 1st of May at IG Stadium, Kohima at 9 a.m. Assistant Director of Khelo India SAI NERC IMFAL, Laishram Samritya Singh, said that Kirti aims to conduct assessments across the country throughout the year to identify talents through notified talent assessment centres. And in commemoration of the World Veterinary Day on April 27, Chief Veterinary Office Kohima under the Department of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services is organizing a free anti-rabies vaccination camp at Veterinary Hospital Compound Kohima and Veterinary Dispensary Chibobozo. The vaccination program will start at 7 a.m. onwards at Veterinary Hospital Compound Kohima and at Veterinary Dispensary Chibobozo from 8 a.m. onwards. The veterinary office said minimal registration fee will be charged at the venues and urged all pet owners to bring all healthy dogs and cats to avail the facilities. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.